I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Nepal still has no government in place to fill a post-monarchy political vacuum. Christian Resources International's Fred Palmerton says their partner, Pastor Ruben Rai, says the upheaval has opened doors for ministry. However,
his concerns are more that it won't last. Right now, the Hindu kingdom over there has become a secular state. So he's anxious to get on with it while those doors are open. He doesn't seem to have any fear of working now. They are hungry for it. They gather by the hundreds.
Go to our website if you'd like to help them. Next, 5,000 kids in the former Soviet Union may not all get to go to summer camp this year and hear the gospel. Russian ministry Sergei Rakhuba says camp costs have skyrocketed. If the money isn't raised, they'll lose more than just the Christian summer camp experience.
Missiologists offer that if a child heard the gospel before he is 14, 85% he will remain in the Christian community and will continue following Jesus through the end of his life. If we did not get these funds, we will lose this opportunity to present them with the gospel.
And the Bridge International's R.K. Ulrich says a quiet revolution has taken place. She says Western church leaders are making way for national leaders to take over ministry. Missionaries are using various means to provide effective expressions of the gospel, and internet and satellite television are blanketing the globe with the gospel. She wonders if the remaining 4,000 unreached peoples will be evangelized with a speed unheard of in prior history. The question is, are we ready? Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam's growing fast in the West, yet few Christians know much about it. For a gift of any amount, we're making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you learn and pray. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.